This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us toll free. Our number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
As we go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. It is Columbus Day, by the way. We're here live doing a show tonight. And, well,
because a lot of people take off for Columbus Day?
In the government, they do. Banks, governments. I noticed that UPS and FedEx were still delivering today, but the post office was not. So you can comment. We've got a story about Columbus Day. It's still the subject of controversy, as some people would say it should be, and that it shouldn't be a holiday whatsoever. We can get into that. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE.
Without Columbus Day, how are the furniture stores going to have sales?
Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Good evening, Brother Ian, Brother Mark, and Sister Melanie. It is, I believe, is it not?
Yes.
It is. What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, first off, I wanted to clear something from last night's conversation when the topic of slavery came off. You kind of dumped me pretty fast there, Ian, when I was talking about slavery.
Yeah, see, it was when you sounded like you were supporting slavery. You don't support slavery, do you?
Not exactly.
Not
clear
exactly.
It up for you.
Now that's kind of, yeah,
exactly.
Clear that up, please.
Certainly, Ian, certainly. And now what I was trying to say when I got dropped was, you see, I said what's wrong with that. And what I was going to follow that up with is contract slavery. Now, that's a very, I don't consider acceptable slavery for life. And slavery for life is something in the South there wasn't a whole hell of a lot of. But contract slavery, how could I have issue with? I heard that, you know, you boys were talking about that afterwards.
Well, what is contract slavery?
Well, contract slavery, as an example, have you ever had a business of your own, Ian?
Yeah, sure.
Have you ever used contracts with employees?
You don't generally have contracts with employees. You either have employees or contractors.
You don't usually have written contracts with employees, and that's actually not even true if you are big enough to worry about getting sued.
But if you are big enough, you know, that's why I asked you. Corporations use them all the time. You know, and the way contract slavery worked, and that's the word, work, and that's why this is so dangerous, because people are associating slavery with work. That's what's going to ride us right into a socialist
what
society.
What is so dangerous? I'm still not clear on what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not clear that the South didn't have a lot of slavery for life either. Go ahead.
Right. Well, they didn't. They didn't.
They did.
That's a claim. It's not one that I necessarily agree with or endorse. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, standard 6-year contract. That was standard for a slave, and it didn't matter what color you were. Now, you had a choice. Now, despite what you guys were saying,
who had a choice?
You had a choice of your master. In fact, you didn't have to have a master.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, I think you're talking about indentured servitude, which is an entirely different thing than chattel slavery that they had in the South.
There are people who are sold at auctions. Those people did not have a choice in who their master was.
Well, can I make a suggestion, Ian Freeman?
Huh.
You are a Freeman, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, now, the fact of the matter is, I know you don't give a damn what I got to say. And, you know, nobody gives a damn what slaves had to say. Nobody gives a damn what the descendants of slaves had to say. And, Miss Melanie, you're an anarchist. You know a lot about the Deep South. You know a lot about the Deep South. Do tell me about slavery, Miss Melanie. I really want to hear some of this because you seem to know about this. What about these 6-year contracts I talk about?
Okay, so you're calling it slavery, but you're describing indentured servitude.
It was slavery.
You clearly don't know what you're talking about, Ricky.
Okay, even if you would have said that indentured servitude is slavery, they had that, and then they also had chattel slavery, where they had guys go in ships to Africa and buy people from Africa and bring them back here.
Oh, no, sweetheart. That was the British, sweetheart. Get it right. They flew the stars and stripes. Now, let's start getting to the heart of this. I'm talking the people of the South. I'm talking other Americans. I'm not talking the votes that came over with these people. And by the way, you do know about Anthony Johnson, don't you, Miss Melanie, since you're so knowledgeable?
What about him?
Who is that?
Who was he?
Who is it?
You know about him. Who was he?
No, she didn't claim to know him. She asked, what about him?
Well, okay, she doesn't know who he was.
It doesn't sound now, like she necessarily
is. No, Anthony Johnson, see, there was no such thing as life slavery in the South until about 1650. And here's how this works.
Okay, well, 1650 well predates...
Yeah, well, yeah, that's fine, but let me talk for a moment, sweetheart. You can definitely rebut to this. Now, as of 1650, see, Anthony Johnson was a British immigrant. Yes, and he was bought over on one of those boats, and he happened to be black, so be it. Now, he was in Virginia. Now, Anthony Johnson was well-liked by his masters. Now, his thing was tobacco, a little entrepreneur he was. In fact, he was so well-liked, he started moving up, and they said, you know what, we don't need you really anymore, so you're free. They use the word release now. So what did he do? Now, by that time, he already had four of his own slaves, three whites and one black. Now, he chose another master at that point in time. Now, once he chose his new master, because it's called work, right? He chose his new master. And see, what ended up happening around that time is one of his slaves, the black man, left.
Let me see if I'm following you. You're saying a man who was a slave also had his own slaves?
Of course.
Well, he did after he was freed.
But then he went back and picked another master? Do you need to keep calling her sweetheart? I don't know if that offends you or not, Melanie, but it seems some people would see that as rude.
I mean, it's kind of weird, but it's peripheral.
Okay, my apologies.
So you said this Anthony Johnson went and got himself a new master after he'd already been freed?
Yes, he was freed from these, and I'll tell you why. Because what he then did is continued on. You see, his thing was tobacco. Okay, now what ended up happening next is the most interesting part. Now this one slave, the black man, left.
Okay.
He left because he thought he was freed to go because his contract, he thought, was up. Now, Anthony Johnson made a phone call and said for the boys to go get this guy, and they were...
Hold on, when are we talking...
What
time frame are we talking about here?
I'm sorry. You know what I mean. He wrote a letter, whatever the hell it was. This is 1650, and this is important to understand the slavery of the South. Now, once he did that, they refused to go get him. They refused to go get this guy. They said this man was freed. Okay? They use the word release now because his contract was up. So what Anthony Johnson did next is he went to a judge. In fact, he tried the sheriff, too. That didn't work. So he went to a judge next. Now, here's how this thing went with this judge. He went up to him and said, here you go, slam down, read him. He threw down the documents. The guy looks at him and says, why the hell are you here? This man was free. You know, why are you here? He says, wait a minute. He says, I ain't going to go send nobody to go get him. No way. He says, but wait a minute. He pulls out, and you know what happens is he comes now. And what happens is now he comes back and he has this piece of paper, pulls out of his pocket, says, here, read him. And he reads him. He says, I had this one for life. And what happens is the judges call somebody over and take a look at this and say, what do we do? They look at the Constitution and say, well, okay, it doesn't say you can't. And they say, okay, fine. Now, I don't know.
I thought you said slaves have to stay for 6 years.
And what constitutions?
Well, the original Constitution.
The original Constitution in the 1600s.
You are just making crap up, Ricky. Thanks for the call tonight. Now, according to Snopes, the first legal slave owner in American history was a black tobacco farmer named Anthony Johnson. That's the claim. And Snopes says it's possibly true. The wording of the statement is important. Anthony Johnson was not the first slave owner in American history, but he was, according to historians, among the first to have his lifetime ownership of a servant legally sanctioned by the courts. A former indentured servant, which is what you had clarified, Melanie, that Ricky was likely talking about when he was talking about contract slavery.
It's not to say that indentured servants aren't a form of slave. It's just that when you don't want to conflate chattel slavery, where you're a slave for life and your children are slaves for their lives, with indentured servitude, where at some point or another you can sue for freedom.
Right. Anthony Johnson was, again, a former indentured servant, was a free Negro who ordered a or owned a 250-acre farm in Virginia during the 1650s with five indentured servants under contract to him. So, again, he didn't have slaves. He had indentured servants. One of them, a black man named John Kessor, claimed that his term of service had expired years earlier and Johnson was holding him illegally. In 1654, a civil court found Johnson, in fact, owned his services for life. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
So what happened with Law and Vengeance was we had a case that came in that we actually handled for a couple of years where we had a weapons manufacturer that had created a defective gun sight. But they sold a ton of them to the military and to police organizations all over the country. There is a good side and a bad side where it comes to the way that corporate America operates, and that somewhere in there we have regulators and we have government entities that are making sure they play by the rules, but most of the time they aren't playing by the rules, and we don't have the Department of Justice forcing them to play by the rules.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username, lrn.fm.
Would you like to know if something's moving around in your house? Would you like to be able to check in on your domicile anytime you like? Well, Blink Home Security gives you that option. They'll deliver a package right to your door like they did for me. You download an app, and they'll walk you right through the easy setup. It should take you about 10 minutes to get done. It'll notify you when something moves in front of the cameras, and you can set the time frame that occurs. Or you can check in anytime you want. So if you want to check in and see how the dog's doing, if you want to see how the new kitten's reacting, you can do all those things. And over there is all you have to do is visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Today's a holiday. I expected to hear back from them, but I mean, you know, hey, it's a holiday and people are, not reacting yet, but I think we're supposed to have this 10% off, and you get an extra camera. So you get three cameras for what the other guys are going to charge you for one. If you visit blinkprotect.com/FTL plus an extra 10% off, go over there, check on it. If not, we'll have that fixed for you by tomorrow. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, let's continue. You can bring up anything that you want on the way here tonight. We can talk a little bit about Columbus Day, considering, well, it is Columbus Day. And there's some protests out there, of course, and people upset. Should this even be a holiday? Let's go to Wallace first, though, in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on your phone. Go ahead, Wallace.
Good evening. You guys wanted to know what clutter arrests are. Before Mr. Trump took office, the Obama administration sort of had a directive that if they were looking for a person, and they would go to the person's last known residence, but they would find other people that were illegal. They would sort of tell them in a nice way, we're not going to arrest you, but if we find you again and you're still illegal, we're going to arrest you. Then when Trump took over, the so-called collateral arrest would be they're looking for the guy that basically had five armed robberies and killed two people, and there's maybe state arrest warrants outstanding for him. They can't find him, but they find, let's say, his parents. Then they'll turn around and take the two parents. Strangely enough, I'm in Vermont and northern New York, and northern Vermont, which borders the opposite end of the spectrum in the United States, ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, now has a new deal. They don't get the support from the local PD. But let's say that same scenario. They go to a person's house, and they find three or four or five people, some of whom have state warrants. You failed to appear. You failed to do this. You're a parole violator that you didn't report to your parole officer, any one of these so-called state crimes. ICE now is turning around and saying, well, if the stateies and the locals won't give us information so that we can make more brownie points, we're going to do the opposite. We're going to turn around and say, we're peace officers. We can make any kind of arrest. So if you got an outstanding warrant or whatever, they're coming with us. And, of course, then they turn around and call whoever's got the warrant or the local boys. And, of course, on goes the chrome-plated bracelets. And usually the local...
Are you saying that ICE is making arrests for state crimes?
They're making arrests when there's outstanding warrants. And
issued by state governments. Okay.
When you're basically driving along and... you speed, they run you. And some places even have the capability of Interpol warrants. So there might be a warrant, say, out of Florida, Protective Services, which is not extraditable in New Hampshire, as an example, of Vermont or most of the northern states. So they'll turn around and find some stupid thing to hang you and get you into a state court. And when the state's attorney or the local prosecutor or whatever decides, let's talk about bail, Your Honor. Well, Mr. Johnny Jones was down in Florida and he skipped out on a $25 meal and they charged him with defrauding an innkeeper or whatever. he's an escape risk. So even though it's disorderly conduct or whatever, we're going to throw the book at this guy. What do you think, Judge? And, of course, you get some, like, your favorite keen judges that have that tendency. Well, let's throw this guy in the clinker, and the bail commissioner in New Hampshire will say, gee, you know, let's hit this guy for $10,000 for this rather minor offense. And this is, I think, personally.
And this is happening? This is happening right now in Vermont?
I listen to Scanner. I also have online Scanners that I listen through the Internet, and I can pick wherever I want. But places like northern New York, northeastern New York in particular, where they have a federal court up in Rouse's Point, as an example, hey, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump to the federal court. So if we can turn around and the locals will help us, so we'll help the locals, but at the same time, what we're doing is basically, I'll use the word harassment, but Melanie will turn around and say harassment's a broad term, right, Melanie? But anyway, the bottom line is that's what they're doing. And they're pretty good at what they're doing. And
Wallace, thanks for calling and sharing tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So saying that the federal government is coming in and making life worse for people who've escaped to other states and might have active warrants for them? Guess that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder whether that's...
I don't know how that punishes the state.
Yeah, I'm not clear on that either.
Because the state can just choose not to prosecute it if they feel like it.
Well, and they can't... the state of Vermont can't prosecute for a Florida warrant. They could... You know, hold
the state
of
Vermont doesn't even have to hold for a Florida warrant.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to if it's something serious, but once Florida says, oh, yeah, we're not sending somebody across the country to pick up for a, you know, simple to serve in the peace, have a nice life, then they just kind of
cut them loose.
No, usually.
Yeah. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE from TheGuardian.com. Columbus Day Parade has reopened a debate about a murderer. Thousands of Italian-Americans gathered to march down Fifth Avenue in New York City in celebration of Columbus Day. As that happened, a small group of protesters gathered a few blocks away at Columbus Circle, where a statue celebrates the 15th-century explorer. Angelo Medrano, age 24, says if we're going to remember him, we have to remember him as a murderer and a rapist who killed 90% of the native population. Unquote.
So killing 90% of the native population is a bit of hyperbole because of the spread of disease. I mean, you can claim that me showing up in some place where they there's some island off India, the name doesn't ring a bell to me, but if I show up, just my very presence is probably going to kill a good percentage of people.
Because you bring disease?
Yeah. Now, not to say that Columbus and those weren't, didn't use violence to get what they wanted. They certainly did, and they enslaved people, but...
All right, whether he killed 90%...
That's a good idea.
Whether he killed 90% of the population or only 30%, still not a very nice man. If you want to comment, we can continue with Columbus Day. You can also bring up anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm. And whether you want to talk about Columbus Day or sanctuary cities and now states, with California becoming the first sanctuary state, you can comment on anything you want to discuss here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE like freedom. Angelo Medrano, one of the protesters in New York City protesting Columbus Day, saying that if we're going to remember him, he should be remembered as a murderer and a rapist. Medrano said that he believed a violent far-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in August and ensuing national controversy had helped focus attention on the symbolism of oppression and energized efforts to have statues of controversial historical figures removed from public spaces.
Yes, I would say that that's a true statement, that all those things have energized that. Yep.
He says, quote, "We should replace Columbus with a local Native American chief." His friend Alfredo Zubieta said even a statue of one of the Viking warriors who reached American soil before Columbus would be more appropriate. The small protest drew a handful of political figures, among them the state assemblyman and activist Charles Barron, who announced a new bill to change the designation of Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Barron said, quote, the land we're occupying now once belonged to indigenous people. Columbus was a murderer, rapist, and a colonizer, and he enslaved African people. We should not have a holiday named for an enslaver or for glorifying a murderer. In which case, shouldn't we get rid of Veterans Day and Memorial Day as well?
Well, there's certainly, you know, some people that are veterans that, you know, are responsible for murder. There's no doubt. So the difficulty here is that I don't want to be put in a place where I'm defending, you know, Columbus. I would say that he is a notable figure in history, not a particularly laudable one, though. Why Columbus became you know, the center of Columbus Day is beyond me. I don't think of all the people that we, you know, have out there. There's not very many people that have their own holiday, right? There's Martin Luther King Jr., Jesus, and then what? Who? Columbus?
President's Day.
That's not all one of guy. Them. There's only like three people.
What about Christmas?
Right.
It's Jesus. Right. Okay.
You say it's got his holiday, unless you want to say it's his death.
Easter also. Doesn't Jesus get two?
Okay. If that's what you want.
Okay, so if you're a deity, you get two. Other than that, there's two humans that have their own day.
Well, yeah. Some people believe Jesus was a deity, but.
Well, some the holidays around that.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think that we need a Columbus Day. Mm-hmm. Why somebody's going to have a march for Italian Americans on that particular day? Maybe they feel like that's the day that they've got, you know, been okay.
Is he Italian?
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Cristobal Colon. Well, I mean, Italian by our standards.
I see.
But, you know, he wouldn't have called himself Italian. He lives on the Italian peninsula. But
He didn't ship out of Spain?
Yes,
he did.
Yep.
Okay, so an Italian sailor living in Spain, shipping from Spain.
Yeah, he got financing from the Spanish monarchs, see. And so he went out of there. Sure,
got it.
So, I mean, it seems like everybody's got an axe to grind here, and I'm not interested in the axe grinding. I do think that. You know, if you want to be historically accurate on who discovered the Americas, Leif Erikson's probably a better choice. You know, if you want to talk about who started, you know, the age of exploration, Columbus is certainly that.
Wouldn't it technically be the people who crossed the Bering Land Bridge who discovered America?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could do that too, right? Yeah. Like, that's the problem is you can keep on going back, and,
right.
You know, I don't know. Why has it got to be people?
Well, I guess you could say beasts discovered
right.
it first, right?
Sure.
It doesn't really matter.
Right.
When all said and done.
It doesn't.
But I understand why people are frustrated about this particular holiday, and I think that all the holidays should be abolished as far as government
right.
is concerned.
That's another thing is I'm a Quaker, and you're asking a person who doesn't who religiously does not believe that one day is superior to another. Whether or not their opinion on a holiday, that's a tough one.
So wait, Quakers don't celebrate birthdays?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you specifically on a birthday, but they wouldn't say that one day deserves more attention.
So what happens on your son's birthday?
Yeah, we have a birthday party.
Isn't that a violation of your Quaker beliefs?
What are you going to do, kick me out?
No, I'm not in your Quaker church.
Okay.
And I wouldn't move to kick you out anyway. I'm just asking you.
No, I do whatever I want. If I
well,
feel
I mean,
like
it's
making...
fine to do whatever you want, but didn't you just say that Quakers don't celebrate one day over another?
Right, that's the idea.
Is the idea that Jack's not a Quaker, so therefore
Quakers
it's fine.
Also didn't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because it was sun. If you worshiped the sun, the moon, Tyre, Woden, Thor, Frigga, and Saturn, so they didn't do that either.
I see.
Quakers were a weird bunch, okay? I apply the rules when it's convenient for me, and
okay.
That is to say that my wife and I don't buy gifts for each other because, well, you know, we're just not going to do that.
That's a silly concept anyway.
Yeah.
If you have the same group of... It's like buying a present for yourself, really. Like, I bought you this with our money.
Right. Great. I didn't really want it, but thanks. Now you've spent money that we didn't need to spend. Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that one here. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, there's a story I've been holding on to here for a few days, and it's pretty detailed. It's about millennials. Actually, it's about the next generation, which they're calling in this story iGens.
iGens. Okay.
Yeah. Because I hadn't heard that yet. I didn't know what, you know, the next group was going to be called. And I don't know if that's been accepted by...
I mean, can we wait till people turn 18 to start insulting them? Like, That way they can defend themselves. Till they're, but wait till they're old enough to get an account. You have to be 13. That way they can tell you something back. I guess not. Then they're not as easy a target.
People want to name this next generation badly. I don't like the generation names at all. So I'm a Gen Xer, and I think I'm pretty firmly in the middle of Gen X.
Uh-huh.
You are a cusper. So yeah, you're like
right
last,
at the end of Gen X.
Yeah, so if some
depending on who
another,
you ask.
Yeah, some list or another, you're sort of the edge of Gen X.
Yeah.
You're more than 10 years younger than I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a little
just
less.
About 9-ish, 10.
9.5?
Like
okay.
That, yeah.
It's half, whatever it is. It's 9.5 or 10.5. So 9.5 years younger than I am, and then let's say it's another 7 years older than me. What does somebody who's 53 have in common with you who's 35?
Probably not a whole lot.
Not a heck of a lot. That's why I don't like these terms. And these terms are going to get less and less relevant, not more and more relevant as time goes by. Sure, if you're talking about somebody who's from the silent generation, which is what my mother's from, born up to, I can't tell you how, about 17 years is what they're calling a generation, but born up to the end of the Cold War, or end of World War II.
So is that the generation right before the boomers?
Yes.
Okay.
They are the generation that begat the boomers.
Got it.
But she didn't. She begat a Gen Xer because she skipped, and as many do. And so in her generation, sure, pretty much, you know, she who's at the very end of the silent generation has, you know, something in common with the people who are older than her.
Was that the greatest, so-called greatest generation, which was before the silent generation?
I think they might have called it. I'd have to look at the list.
Okay.
The greatest generation was a book written by Ted Koppel, maybe, in order to sell books. I mean, that's the title. They're the greatest generation.
Well, what do you call them?
There is no generation greater than these people. I mean, what? It's vile. It's a vile thing to say. You know.
Some of them believe it, though.
Yeah. What'd they bring us? Socialism and war.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. Mm-hmm. You're great.
Broken promises.
Yeah. So no thanks to the greatest generation terminology. But, you know, as they get younger, what are we calling the end of the millennials here? Do you have a list of
iGen?
That? Yeah. But what are you calling the first year of the last year of millennials?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay, I don't have.
You can pull up some list or whatever. It's not really relevant to the story. The story is actually about the newest generation and their addiction, affection for the constant possession of their smartphones. And to some extent, this also affects, I think, everyone else who is constantly in possession of these things. As it turns out, there's some pretty shocking numbers that are like. Yeah, sure, correlation isn't causation, but they're still pretty shocking, and I think they're worth sharing here. Coming up, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Are you addicted to your phone, and is that hurting you? Besides just hurting your productivity, is it hurting your mental health? This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people like you manage your own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
So the Dash Network, which we've talked about many times here, and they're funding us, has set up an education program for science, technology, mathematics, and I can't remember what's...
engineering.
Engineering, right, STEM, to pay teachers in Dash to teach kids STEM. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they're doing great things with their network, and I'm excited. So there you go. You check that out at DashHorseNews.com.
Let's go to Mark. He's in Salt Lake City. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm in my truck right now, and so I've got it on the speakerphone thing for the truck, so I hope this turns into coming through okay. But
yeah, it actually sounds pretty good. Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the Las Vegas shooting. A couple of days ago, the Las Vegas Police Department held a press conference in which they said that they're now somewhat certain that this guy had help, because there were two reasons. The first was that During the period of time when his vehicle had left the parking garage of the of that hotel, somebody had entered his room with a key card. During the period when his vehicle was out, and then his vehicle reappeared later after this person had entered his room. And the second thing is that they found that there was a cell phone charger that did not belong to his cell phone in the room at the time. And so my personal thoughts are that this guy really didn't even have anything to do with it. That would sort of make a good point because you know his family and everybody who knew him said that he really didn't care about anything, you know, just wanted to go to Vegas and gamble. And he could have gone out. Somebody could have gone into his room, and when he returned, you know, he shows up and there's all these guns, and they shoot him, and now they have a corpse, which they can say is
Why would somebody who didn't have anything to do with him have access to his key card?
Somebody could have had a fake ID when they, like, they knew that he left, so they could have gone up and said, hey, I locked my key card in my room. Here's my ID, which is a fake ID. So they basically already targeted this guy for being the murderer, and they have a fake ID, and they get a key card because the cashier doesn't know any different.
I don't understand how you believe that this guy could have just bumbled back into a firefight like this.
He could have come early, is what the guy's saying.
Well, he didn't actually bumble into a firefight. He showed up before the firefight even existed, and so as soon as he shows up, they shoot him, bust out the windows, fire out guns for about a minute, and then take off. And
a minute?
By the time the police show up, yeah, something like that.
Wasn't he firing for much longer than that?
No, was he? I don't know. But the police said that by the time that they showed up at his room, the gunfire had stopped. And so they were just getting set up to basically breach, and it took them like a half an hour to set up the breach, and then they show up there, and he's already...
What about the claim that this very same guy had purchased a hotel room over Lollapalooza?
Okay. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Okay.
He didn't do the deed apparently during that particular shot. Hey Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
So
I don't know. Maybe it's possible that somebody else was involved. I mean, anything's possible, I suppose.
I got my conspiracy theory. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
The guy's an anti-gunner.
Is he?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes the theory comes after you lay out a few facts.
Sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Okay.
You have
so
the
this
facts.
Whole thing is theory, is what you're saying. What you're
best
say.
I got.
Okay.
Guy's an anti-gunner, as so many are these days. He wants to come up with the best scenario. You know, he's suicidal or whatever. Come up with the best scenario to get guns banned in the United States. He targets a country music concert full of Second Amendment type folks. Just guessing.
Claim was I saw that he liked country music.
It could be. I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
I hear you. Maybe that's the case. And creates a situation where, the worst killing and mass killing in the United States history, we have to finally do something about guns. That's my theory. That's my conspiracy theory.
I mean, it's not at all surprising that someone who was in a hotel casino was suicidal. Casinos put in windows that can't be opened on every floor. Even, I mean, okay, 32 stories up, you might not necessarily want people to open the windows anyway, but casinos specifically do that because people go to casinos and jump out the window. It is not at all surprising that someone at a casino hotel was suicidal.
Right, but what's surprising is that he murdered, 59 people or something like that?
Not really. I mean, people aren't, first of all, aren't morally outstanding in the first place.
I mean, when somebody commits that many acts of, that kind of an atrocity, it's a surprise. I mean, this was a record-setting...
Well, it wasn't because we're only counting murders by civilians of other civilians.
If we, however, if guns stay as legal as they are today, maybe if they don't, there will be a mass shooting that is larger. Statistically, this has to occur. There will be a mass shooting that is larger than this one, right?
Maybe. Could be. I wouldn't say it has to necessarily occur. This is a pretty big one.
It's a pretty big one.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I don't know what, really happened in that hotel room. We don't know what really happened.
We don't.
And ultimately, whatever it was that really happened isn't going to affect what the government decides to do about this. Whether it, you know, really was this guy, or there was somebody else who was helping him, or it wasn't him at all, and it was the somebody else who murdered this guy and then managed to escape from the scene. You know, whichever story happens to be the truth isn't going to have any kind of sway over whether or not the federal government decides to go ahead and ban some more guns. They're going to ban the guns if they want to ban the guns, and not if they don't want to. And if they do or they don't, it's also going to have no effect on whether or not more gun murders happen in the United States. Because,
yeah, the guns kind of already exist.
Right.
Game over.
Banning the guns don't make the guns disappear, and demanding that people turn them in isn't going to make most of them get turned in either. How many people who are illegal gun owners will actually line up to voluntarily turn over their weapon? I don't know how many would do it, but I don't think it's going to be all of them. I don't know if it'll be half, but your comments are welcome. You can share your thoughts. Would you turn in your guns? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and I suspect some states like New Hampshire would likely push back very strongly against any kind of federal gun restrictions or forced turn-ins or regulations, because New Hampshire is a very gun-oriented place. You know, even the Democrats grew up around guns here in New Hampshire, and it's very hard to actually, you know, restrict firearms ownership and sales within this state. In fact, we recently actually had a firearms freedom increase in New Hampshire. It was this year that it was made legal for anybody who's not a felon or otherwise prohibited from carrying a gun or owning a gun to be able to carry a gun concealed without asking the state's permission. So you no longer need to have a license to do that in the state of New Hampshire as of earlier this year. So we're moving in the right direction as far as self-defense is concerned, and I highly doubt that some hysteria that might be coming out of political channels outside of this Vegas thing is going to affect New Hampshire.
Well, it was hysteria that got guns banned in Australia. So there was a big bad shooting.
Is that right?
Yep. And, you know, it came out of that. I think that what we find is that after shootings, the pitch, increases for some time to stop these things. You know, in this case, it seems to be they're focusing on bump stocks. well, you know, if I could trade bump stocks for reciprocity in all 50 states, I'd do that. Right?
You mean if New Hampshire's license became reciprocal in all 50 states?
Right.
I see. Well, I mean, whether they get rid of bump stocks or not, again, that's not going to stop people from committing mass murder. It's just a little accessory for a gun that
some very small percentage of the population has.
And you can recreate, you can bump fire without a bump stock, right?
Yep.
I've done that before. I've never even used a bump stock, and I've done bump firing. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Are smartphones literally destroying an entire generation of people? We'll look into that coming up here, and you can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up next.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.